Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at RonSiegelRadio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no boundaries as we discuss events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family or business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Within the market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message. I deliver it every day on Ron Siegel Radio, and you can reach me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. 1990@ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference. 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. And yes, of course, we are celebrating today. We celebrate every day on Ron Siegel Radio. Guess you could have guessed this one. It is National Doorbell Day. Well, in time for Halloween, what else would you be thinking of is National Doorbell Day? But having beaten anorexia, I think I will celebrate National Caramel Apple Day. That one sounds a little better to me. So you got to love those caramel apples. Checking the markets right now, Dow Jones Industrial Average, 23,383, up about almost 35 points. Oil is down 4 cents per barrel. Are you getting your car, if you're in California, if you're listening to us in California, are you getting gas today? Are you filling up your car today before we get that tax increase that starts tomorrow?
This is ridiculous.
Another 12 cents per gallon tax, as if we aren't taxed enough already, and if we're not already pretty close. Now, that'll actually put us a little bit higher in price than the oil-producing state of Hawaii. Yeah, you're right. I've never seen an oil derrick in Hawaii either, but maybe they have some. So when we add that 12 cents tomorrow, today we're at 3.038 is the average price of a tank of gas here in Taxifornia. 2.469 is the national average. Lowest place in the country is at $2.19.5. That would be Alabama right now, $2.19.5 a gallon. By the time we wake up tomorrow morning, that'll be $1 cheaper than what we're paying in Taxifornia. We like those high taxes, though. As of right now, according to taxfoundation.org, we're at about 54.1 cents per gallon, 54.1 per gallon just in tax.
Ow!
Yeah, think about that concept. I'm sorry, I got that wrong. Bending is 54.1. 40.62 is our state gasoline tax right now. That doesn't count our sales tax. That's just state gasoline tax, and we're going to add another 12 cents to that tomorrow by the time midnight tonight. Go get filled up is what my recommendation would be to you right now. Go get some gas. Get your car filled. Although, you know, it's a temporary issue. If you're not, don't need a lot of gas. I mean, think about this. If you go to the gas station, you only need 5 gallons. If you've already filled up, not doing yourself a whole big service there. So don't worry about that one too much. Checking the news this morning. So here's the interesting issue. Find this fascinating. I listen to several different news broadcasts every day. And I find it fascinating. What are they talking about? What is the most important things? Yeah, Channel 5 had a car chase on this morning, so that was not all that exciting. Didn't mean a whole heck of a lot to anybody unless you were the one being chased. Or if it was blocking you so you couldn't get to wherever you wanted to go to. But think about this concept. I just cannot fathom some of these things. The news is busy spending all their time, wasting all of your time, talking about Paul Manafort. He was an advisor for the president for about 4 or 5 months, and they're talking about Papadopoulos or Petalopoulos or whatever his name is. And yes, he was a Trump advisor for about 20 minutes. He was on a volunteer staff. So that's real important. Probably met with the president's staff once in the year that he was on the volunteer staff. And they're going off on this whole thing. Now, Manafort was indicted yesterday, right? On 12, he and his longtime business partner, Rick Gates, both men surrendered their passports, no big deal. They're on house arrest, $15 million combined bail. For items that took place between 2005 or issues that took place between 2005 and 2012. Okay. Makes a whole lot of sense, right? That's what the news is covering. Now, did you hear them talk about the idea that tomorrow the president is going to be revealing his tax plan? That'll be coming out tomorrow. And the tax plan is going to affect California, New York, a couple other high tax states are going to be affected most by this plan. Yet the media is not covering it at all. They don't want to tell you what's going on. Now, is it going to be a big issue for you? Hard to say, because what they're talking about is you're not going to be able to write off your state and local taxes.
I got a bad feeling about this.
Now, in California, Taxifornia, we love to tax everybody. Hi, Gene. Good to see you there. So in Taxifornia, we love taxes. It's one of the things that we live for, at least based on the people that we vote for and put into office. That's the only reason I say that. I know that most Californians love high taxes, right? I mean, how else could you describe or understand the issue that we vote for politicians that are going to tax us as much as possible, right? So we've got very, very high income tax. We've got amongst the highest sales tax in the country. We've got amongst the highest gasoline tax in the country. So, and we keep voting for the same people to go and do these same things over and over again. So obviously we enjoy high taxes in California. That's just the way it is. I mean, you can say whatever you want, but if you didn't vote, you don't care about it either way. If you did vote, you've been electing people, you've been putting people into office that we know their history is to tax and tax and tax some more. So when we're not watching these things on the news, and maybe that's the reason.
This is ridiculous.
Maybe that's the reason the news is not covering these issues. Right? When you take away the state and local tax deduction, a lot of people are going to feel that, because who is penalized the most? And I understand the whole concept. Why is it that because you and I like to vote for high taxes, why should somebody in Wyoming or in Nevada be penalized? They didn't vote for them. So if you've voted and you're putting people in office that continue to put policies and procedures and guidelines and spend money, like waste money over and over again, my opinion, wasting the money, well, then there's no problem with these high taxes continuing. But if you earn $100,000, and I'm just throwing out a round number, I don't know whether you do or don't, but if you earn $100,000, why should a person earns $100,000 in Nevada where there's no income tax, why should our federal taxes be less than that person in Nevada? Same United States, same military, same Social Security, same entitlement programs, right? So why is it that because they choose to be more fiscally conservative, why should they have to subsidize what we do here? But no one's talking about that. We're busy talking about Paul Manafort and a Russian issue that's not there. We've got the idiot Tom Steyer spending $10 million on ads about impeaching the president when he's got no grounds for it. We're not watching. And I have a friend who sometimes will check in. Coach Bruce sometimes checks in and talks, and he and I battle back and forth. He's very liberal. I'm very conservative. He's a football coach. Well, the coach is watching. He's complaining to the referee. His defensive end is complaining to the referee while the running back just ran for a touchdown, right? That's what's going on here. The news is talking about Manafort, waste of time. They're talking about Papadopoulos and Rick Gates, all a waste of time. Who cares about them? They're talking about Cal State Fullerton this week having a speech by a guy. Who cares? But we're not watching the idea that our state and local taxes are probably going to go away. I think it's a good thing. Some people probably don't. Again, California, we like to tax, so maybe we like that idea. We're not watching the idea of what's happening. We're not even talking about it. What's happening with the pass-through tax? That would be the business taxes. If you're a LLC if you're a C Corp, those taxes pass through. We've been the highest taxed country in, or one of the highest taxed in the world. They're talking about reducing that to 15 or 20%. Are you watching? Talking about getting rid of the death tax. You don't hear that on the news at all. Now, Ted, I don't know. Maybe you just joined in. I see you're in Arizona. Happy birthday from yesterday anyway. But think about this one. Are you guys talking about this on your news in Arizona? Talking about what's going on in the world right now? Well, California, we want to talk about Paul Manafort and his friend Gates. Rick Gates, I think, is the guy's name. Interesting concept, how we just don't keep our eye on the ball at all. And think about this one now. They won't tell you this either. Manafort worked with Podesta. What has that got to do with it? Is anybody following that at all? Just a thought. We'll chat more about these things when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, the most livable cities in the U.S., how long will the negatives on a credit report haunt me? Don't let fear stop you from applying for a mortgage. Things you need to know before buying a car, all that and more. You can reach me anytime. Off-air number 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter @ronsiegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you. But the replay is available, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. Ron Siegel, the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Did you know that banks and credit bureaus are rewarded financially if you have bad credit? And the worse your credit score is, the more money they can make off of you? How does that make you feel, knowing that banks are getting rich off of your hard-earned money? How does it make you feel, knowing that if a bank or a credit bureau makes a mistake on your credit report, they benefit from it and it hurts you? The Fair Credit Report Act of 1971 requires banks and credit bureaus to report only accurate information, and nearly 100% of all credit reports are inaccurate. If you're sick and tired of being broke and tired of being robbed by the banks, you owe it to yourself and to your family to call Rondi. Rondi is a FICO-certified credit professional and has helped thousands of people just like you get out of debt and establish great credit. Rondi's number is 855-608-1990. Again, that's 855-608-1990. Or visit creditsanitizer.com. Again, that website is creditsanitizer.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate exchange without notice, licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037 and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. In the Mortgage Minute today, being brought to you by our friends at Gold Star Mortgage. When you are ready for that next mortgage, maybe it's the first mortgage, maybe you're thinking of refinancing a mortgage, Gold Star has the programs, the products that are for you. Give us a call at 800-306-1990. They are the only ones that I know of that have the fast pass loan approval. We talked a lot about this yesterday. I got a lot of questions on it. So I think I'm going to share a little bit more information about this fast pass loan approval this morning for you once again. Again, you know, I try to break it down as simple as possible, but sometimes as a simple individual that I am, sometimes things get a little, you know, I think it sounds, well, that was pretty easy to understand, but you know, something, I've been doing it for so many decades that sometimes it just get in our own way. So let's chat about the fast pass loan approval. And what kind of approvals are there when you're looking to buy a house? There's three basically that you're looking for approvals before you go into contract. You've got the pre-qualification. And that's basically when somebody, maybe a loan officer, maybe not, they collect all of your documents, or they collect some documents, get a loan application, and they take a look at it, and they might pull out their fancy-looking calculator. Maybe it's not even getting the fancy calculator. Those of us that are old, we still might have used that TI, Texas Instruments calculator, that does all these fancy things for us. And you look and you say, okay, the debt-to-income ratio makes sense, and the loan-to-value ratio makes sense, and yeah, you're pre-qualified. And that is the most basic and cursory look. The approval of that sort of an approval is really not worth much more than the paper it's written on. Then there is the pre-approval, and that's another process. And I know there's a person here in North Orange County that says if you get a DU approval, you can remove loan contingencies. And I'm here to tell you that you are making a big, big mistake if you do that.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Okay, so here's the truth with a DU. That's a desktop underwriter. Those are automated underwriting systems. DU is for Fannie Mae, desktop underwriter. LP is loan prospector. And that comes from Freddie Mac. Those are their automated systems. Now, think about this. Have you ever put bad information? Have you ever heard the story or the comment, garbage in, garbage out? Well, if you put garbage into that automated underwriting system, you may get a loan approval. You may get a denial. And neither one of them really means anything because you put garbage in there. Now, if you're a real good loan officer, you know what the numbers need to be. So you could put those in there and get the answer you want as well. So when you get that pre-approval, that's basically saying that the file has gone through an automated underwriting system. Somebody has taken that file into a loan origination software of some sort, run it through the Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac automated systems, and they've come out with an approval of some sort. Does that mean a whole heck of a lot? Well, to the ignorant, it might, but what's better? And it's one of the things that we're doing over at Gold Star Mortgage. Our friends at Gold Star have this process, and they take it one step further. So they're doing the information, the items that are required under the pre-qualification. They do everything that's required under the pre-approval, and then they take the entire file and send it to an underwriter. The underwriter's job is to verify all of that documentation, verify all of that input, compare it all to the guidelines that are put in place by Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, or whomever the, if it's a non-qualified program where it's going to a jumbo underwriter or a portfolio lender, maybe it's a $1 million loan that's going to Wells Fargo or Chase or Fifth Third or somebody like that. They go through and they verify all of that information. Verify it all. And they come back and they might have some conditions. Well, we need an extra pay stub, or we need a little bit more in reserves, or we need to know, you know, we're missing page 6 of this bank statement, or page 7, which is blank. I know it's blank, but I need a copy of it for the file. The underwriter goes through and sets out a whole set of conditions, whatever those conditions might be. And the loan officer, the team, goes and they gets all those conditions and they satisfy the requirements of the underwriter. Now they've got an underwritten approval. That's what Gold Star calls their fast pass loan approval. Notice I did not say pre-approval. I said fast pass loan approval. What that now allows you to do, or your real estate professional to do, is they'll understand this, and well, the good ones do anyway, is on a California residential purchase agreement, page 2, box J4, it says no loan contingencies. That is the exact same box that people who are making cash offers check. So your real estate professional can check that box, no loan contingencies, because the underwriter has already reviewed and verified all the documentation against guidelines, and you've got an approved loan process there. So now think about this. What is still needed? Well, you need an appraisal. You've got to validate the collateral. Every investor wants their collateral validated, and many people who are buying for cash, well, they want the same thing. They want to know that they're not overpaying, that they're not getting stiff, that they're not buying something that's they shouldn't be. And so you need an appraisal. The property has to value out. The other part of, or you have to approve the valuation, because here's another misconception. People say, well, my property appraised at $400,000 and I agreed to pay $415,000, so I cannot do it. The answer is you choose not to do it because you could do it. It's just a matter of deciding, because the only one that really decides property value is a willing buyer and a willing seller. When they come together, that's how they determine property valuation. Now, the appraisal, that's going to deal with the lien on the collateral. Now, the lender's only going to look at what the appraised value is, and then you've got to deal with the balance in some manner. What does some manner mean? Well, you either come in with less money, you modify the contract to a lower valuation, or the buyer can come and say, okay, well, I understand that, and I was planning on putting 30% down, so now I'll just call it a 25% down, or at least the lender will look at it as 25% down, and you just leave the numbers all the same. You can make that decision. You're allowed to. That's not a problem. So the valuation has to be there to support the lien. That would be what the mortgage loan is the lien. The other thing is you got to have clear title. Because nobody's going to give you a loan, and you shouldn't be buying a piece of property that somebody else has a claim against. So you have to have the clear title, and you have to have an appraisal. So that's what the fast pass loan approval is. We spoke in depth about it yesterday. Had a lot of questions offline about that. So I did want to make sure that everybody understood exactly what that is. And think about the next step. Why is that so important to you? Well, when you go out buying a piece of property with a real estate professional, what is the seller looking at? First thing they look at, they want to look at what price are you offering. Second thing they look at, what are the contingencies? Is this transaction going to close? Well, when you go in there with the same as cash offer, you and the cash buyers are the only ones competing now to make sure the loan closes. Because everybody else, the pre-approvals and the pre-qualifications, they are not 100% certain. They have not had an underwriter look at the file to make sure that the file is going to close, that the transaction is going to close, that you're going to get to finish line. Who gets the cheapest price? Who always makes the cheapest offers on property? Well, the guy with cash. He says, I've got cash, so I'll offer you a little bit less. Right? If you go in to buy a car and you say, I'll buy cash versus on credit, man, maybe you're going to get a better deal. Maybe, maybe not. If you go into a furniture store and say, you know something, I'll pay you cash instead of financing or instead of putting it on my credit card, more often than not, they're going to give you a better price. Same with real estate. When you're making a cash offer, you're going to get a better price in many instances than the guy that, if you're $5,000 less, you're buying a $500,000 house, so you're $10,000 less in your offer than somebody that's got to go through a loan process. And you maybe you can close in 12 days, and they're going to take 30 to 60 days. Who do you think is going to get the deal? So you might save $5,000, $10,000, $15,000 on your pricing just because you've come in there with a fast pass loan approval. Hope that makes sense to you. If you've got more questions on it, hey, you know where to find me, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. That is the off-air number. I don't want to go through questions on air, but you can also reach me, Ron, at ronsiegelradio.com, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio. Tweet me, at Ron Siegel. At my size, you don't hide. It's pretty simple. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Homeowners that are 62 and older are about to find out a great way to live a better retirement. It's called a reverse mortgage, and SLT can help you learn more. Call the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990 right now to receive your free booklet with no obligation. It answers questions like how a reverse mortgage works, how much you qualify for, the ways to receive your money, and more. When you call the experts at Siegel Lending Team today, you'll learn the benefits of a government-insured reverse mortgage, how it will eliminate your monthly mortgage payments, and give you tax-free cash from the equity in your home. Here's the best part. You still own your home. Now is the best time to take control of your retirement. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 to get your free brochure. Call today or visit our website at SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or simply call 800-306-1990.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Good morning, Jerry, Rich, Sergio, glad to see you there. Robin, glad to see you with us as well. Ted, glad to see you. A lot of folks joining in this morning. I love the idea of watching so many people getting some great information. Hope we get to share that with you all the time. And if there's something we're missing that you think we should be talking about, hey, by all means, let me know. This broadcast isn't for me. Ironically enough, I know some of this stuff. So the idea here is it's all about you. So if there's something that's affecting the roof over your head or your bank account. You want me to get somebody to come in and chat with us, an expert on any topic at all, just let me know anytime. I have no problem. It's not a pride of ownership with me. I just want to bring you great information every single morning. So we did chat about Your Credit Matters. I guess I should get into the Your Credit Matters segment today. See if we can find the article that I wanted to share with you. Your Credit Matters brought to you by creditsanitizer.com. So here's the issue. Don't let fear stop you from applying for a mortgage. I hear a lot of folks out there right now that are saying, have you seen the idea of getting a mortgage? And nobody's getting mortgages right now. And that couldn't be more false. And it's a shame that people are doing that, because yesterday, if you remember, we spoke a lot about buying and renting a property. If you're renting a property, if you have the ability to purchase, you're making somebody else rich. And I wonder if they're going to send you a thank you note. You know, I see some folks that are online, veterans online. You have your lease down payment is more than the down payment to buy a house. Think about that one. Your lease down payment, the amount of money you had to give your landlord, is more money than what it would cost you to buy a house. Now I have people say, well, but Ron, you don't understand. Yes, I do. You want to pay somebody else's mortgage. Oh, my credit stinks. What are you doing about it? Well, if you're not doing anything about it, then you really don't care about your future, maybe your family's future. That's what you're saying. That's what your actions are saying. Your actions speak louder than your words. So I do understand. I know where we're at. You see, Alan Hayon, he's done a lot of great stuff for listeners, not a whole lot of expense to it. But Alan will take care of getting you your credit corrected. In many instances, there's always 50, or I shouldn't say always, many times there's 50 to 100 points worth of errors on your credit report. 50 to 100 points worth of errors. What are you doing about those? So when I say don't let fear stop you from applying for a mortgage, there's a lot of buyers out there that shy away from jumping into the real estate market due to their uncertainty about the buying process. A specific cause for concern tends to be mortgage qualification. For many, the mortgage process can be scary, but it doesn't have to be. In order to qualify in today's market, you have to have saved for a down payment. 73% of all buyers made a down payment of less than 20%, with many buyers putting down 3% or less. Stable income and a decent credit history. What I mean by decent, 600 FICO score or better. Now, there are some programs that are lower than the 600, but for the most part, 600 FICO score or better. Throughout the entire home buying process, you'll interact with many different professionals, all of whom perform necessary roles. These professionals are also valuable resources for you. Once you're ready to apply, let's look at some steps that Freddie Mac suggests you follow. First off, find out your credit history and score. Equifax Security 2017 is the source for that. Equifax Security 2017. They do not hit your credit report right there, but Equifax 2017 will get you your free monthly monitoring of your credit report. So go on there and check and see what your credit score is. Even if you don't have perfect credit, you may already qualify for a loan. It's amazing how many people I talk to that say, I'd never be able to qualify. We run their credit, and lo and behold, they do have a FICO score that allows them to qualify. The average FICO score for all closed loans in September was 724, according to Ellie Mae. That means there are a significant number below that and a significant number above that. Number two, start gathering all your documentation, income verification, such as your W-2 forms, tax returns, credit history, bank statements, retirement account statements. Find out where that down payment is coming from. Now, think about this one. Think about this concept. With a down payment assistance program, find a $400,000 house. If you qualify for an FHA loan, 3.5% down, get a 3% grant. That means you have to come out with a 0.5% out of pocket. So a $400,000 loan, that means your out of pocket is $2,000 for your down payment. $2,000. Now, you have to have a great real estate professional to help you negotiate to figure out if you're going to be able to get into a better area as far as where your how your closing costs are going to be handled. Now, get that FastPass loan approval that we just spoke about in the last segment. Get that FastPass loan approval and ask your friends at Gold Star Mortgage who you should be talking to handle the real estate transaction. Well, why would you ask them? Because they know who the people are that are getting the job done the right way for people, that are out there working with the heart of a teacher and not the heart of a salesperson. So that's where you want to go next. After you've got your lender, after you've got your FastPass loan approval, they'll put you in touch with a real estate professional in the neighborhood who understands all of these things and understands what value you can get, how you can save. I've seen $5,000, $10,000, $50,000 in savings by using that FastPass loan approval with a real estate professional who understands it. And the bottom line, do your research. Reach out to professionals. Stick to your budget. Be sure that you're ready to take on the financial responsibilities of becoming a homeowner. It is not difficult. It's not out of touch. Maybe you are. What if you don't reach out to one of the people over at Gold Star Mortgage? And I don't care what state you're in. There's in 30 or 40 states, Gold Star has somebody that can help you. If you give me a call at 800-306-1990, we'll remove all the question marks. I'm not looking to do an infomercial. That's not what we do here. I'm just trying to educate. I'm trying to say to you that the people that own their own home end up with a 45 times more net worth. People who are renting, 45 times more net worth. That's a significant number. Why would you want to do anything different? Just a thought for you. I put in our headlines for today that I did want to chat with you. That's the Your Credit Matters segment brought to you by creditsanitizer.com. Go on there, just get on their mailing list. It's free. You get a update once a week with some different tips on credit issues. Just a pretty simple process for you. And if you want to take it the next step and really get some professional guidance that's not going to break the bank, Alan Hayon will take care of that for you. Give me a call, 800-306-1990. I'll put you in touch with Alan as well. Pretty simple stuff. So I wanted to chat with you a little bit today. For some reason, I don't know why it happens, but I was one of the folks that did this for – I don't know, a few times on Halloween when my kids were young, my wife would get upset with me because I'd be out there buying a new car. And she said, why do you wait until Halloween when we want you home early to go out and buy a new car? I don't know. It just seemed convenient. It was the end of the month and getting close to the end of the year. Holidays are there. So I thought I would chat a couple of things, a couple of items. Steps for getting a car loan. We'll talk about that. And then after the break, we're going to talk about some of the things that you need to do before buying the car. But getting a car loan, a lot of it has to do very similar to buying the house. Number one, check your credit. Equifax Security 2017. Your credit score, the real FICO score, not FACO, but the real FICO score that you get when you're buying a car is not going to be the real FICO score you get when you buy a house. They use different criteria. So don't worry about the fact that they're not necessarily the same. But check your credit, Equifax Security 2017. Check your credit report. The better your credit, the cheaper it is to borrow money. With a higher credit score, you may be entitled to lower loan interest rates. You may also qualify for lower auto insurance premiums in certain states. Talk to your insurance people about that. But review your credit report to look for unusual activity, dispute the errors, not by pushing the button that says dispute on there. That's just a ploy, a ruse to get you to do something that's easy for them. If your credit score is low, don't fret. A lower score won't prevent you from getting a loan. But depending on your score, you may end up paying a higher interest. Don't forget you can, if you really have to go this route, you can refinance your auto loan as well. Know your budget. Having a budget and knowing how much car you can afford is essential. You want to be sure your car payment fits in line with your other financial goals. Yes, you may be able to cover a $400 a month payment, but that may take away from your monthly savings goal. If you don't already have a budget, start with your monthly income and after taxes. Subtract your usual monthly expenses. How much can you plan to pay for the car payment? For bills that don't come every month, such as Amazon Prime or Xbox, take the yearly charge and divide it by 12, then add the result to your monthly budget. Determine how much you can afford. Once you understand where you are financially, you can decide on a reasonable monthly car payment. For many, a good rule of thumb is not to spend more than 10% of your take-home income on a vehicle. In other words, if you make $50,000 after taxes a year, you should not spend more than $500 a month on a car. Get pre-approved. Talk to your bank. Talk to your credit union. Get pre-approved so you know exactly what it's going to cost you to go in and buy. When you apply, the lender is going to run credit, which is going to lower your score slightly. You want to keep all your loan applications within a 14-day period. So that way you understand, you know, the credit reports know you're just doing your due diligence, which is smart. They don't mind that when you're out doing your due diligence. When you're pre-approved, the lender decides if you're eligible and how much you're eligible for. They'll also tell you what interest rate you qualify for. Shop that. Shop everything. Shop the interest rate. Shop the payment. Shop the car price. Look at the consumer reports. Look at the Kelley Blue Book. Look at Edmunds. All of these online services. Make sure you understand what you're doing. Go in educated. You cannot make an educated decision if you are not educated. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, we're going to talk about things you need to know before buying a car. So that's our next subject on the agenda today. You can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Most businesses struggle to get the online reviews they need to get a competitive edge over their competition. Rex is a brand new technology that uses text messages to direct happy clients to your online review sites, Zillow, Google, Facebook, and Yelp, and unhappy clients to a private survey so businesses can win more customers. Try Rex today by going to www.meetrex.com.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap@ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
subject to change and without notice, licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1866775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
And hello again. Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990. In the Word on Wealth segment today, being brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio, text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. NEST, N-E-S-T, 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. So these are the things you need to know before buying a car. So we talked about the loan process a little bit ago or in the last segment. If you didn't catch that, feel free. It will be posted, Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel, the numeral 1 on YouTube. We'll have that posted later this afternoon. So make sure you check that one out. But what do you need to know before you go out to buy the car? The issue. It can be pretty intimidating. I must admit that before I got friends in the auto industry, what a pain in the neck. Is there anything worse than going to buy a new car? You sit there and negotiate forever, and then you don't know if you're getting a good deal or getting a bad deal. And then you go back, and after you figure, finally believe you've got a deal made, then you have to go back in that finance and insurance office or whatever it is and start all over again with all these new things that they're trying to sell you and get you to buy, move forward with. To me, I just look at it and say, holy cow, do I really have to do this? How else are you going to buy the car, though? So that's the bottom line. So we got to do it. But many car salespeople may pressure you to leave the lot with a purchased vehicle. I think that if you ever leave the lot with a purchased vehicle, almost never. But if you leave the lot with a purchased vehicle, the very first time you go there, you left a lot of money on the table. Just the way it is. So it's crucial you have the information about the cars you're interested in, the budget you can afford, and the value of your trade-in. You should be able to walk in there knowing as much as they do about what you want to do and your situation. With these details, you have all the tools you need to negotiate properly. So here's some tips and strategies for making sure you get the best quality vehicle at the lowest price. Number one, prior to visiting any dealership, have a sense of what kind of deposit you can put down and what monthly payment you can afford. It also helps to do some research on available auto loans to get a sense of what you qualify for, or try a service like Auto Gravity, which allows you to select rates and terms that fit your budget and then obtain offers from lenders. Check your credit score. Knowing your credit score can be helpful as well. According to Justin Lavelle, Chief Communications Officer for BIN Verified, having a good idea of your credit report and credit score and the interest rates available can help you negotiate a good deal and save hundreds, if not thousands, of dollars. And once again, I will give you the website, EquifaxSecurity2017.com. Number three, shop around. Research the cars you might be interested in before you head to a dealership rather than going in unprepared. Determine what kind of car you want. Use resources like U.S. News Best Cars, where you can search anything from best cars for families, best cars under $10,000. Another resource is Auto Trader, Auto or Lease Trader, or Kelley Blue Book, all of them, which can be used to search new and used cars in your area by make, model, price, body style, and more. Compare prices. Also, Lavelle, I referenced earlier, stresses getting detailed pricing information in advance. Price the car at different dealerships and use online services to get invoice and deal pricing. Again, Kelley Blue Book is the website to go to. Use the site's car value tool to find out the MSRP, manufactured suggested retail price, and the dealer invoice of a car, as well as a range of prices you can expect to see at dealerships. TrueCar is also a helpful to use. Search for and request pricing on any make, model, or year of car. You may get a slew of phone calls, emails, and texts from dealers immediately after, but having information from different dealerships can help you negotiate prices. So here's one they don't want you to know about. Good morning, Joe. So they don't want you to know this one. Before you go in any of these websites and put in your information, either if you're going in and you're shopping for car pricing for a service like Auto Gravity or Bin Verified or any of these different services, go and set up a new Google email address. Doesn't cost you anything. Then go in and get a Google Voice number. That doesn't cost you anything. And use that when you're going in to do your homework. Use your new Google email and your Google Voice as your phone number and your email address. That way when you get calls to that number, you know exactly what it's about. You answer the call, you know that it's Joe calling from XYZ Auto Dealers. Think about that concept. And then when you finally make that purchase, when you finally bought the car that you want, you don't have to worry about getting more calls for the rest of your life about it, getting more emails, getting on these mailing lists. So just a thought right there. So once you've done all of those issues, now you've got to research your trade-in's value. If you have a trade-in, don't wait for the salesperson to tell you what it's worth. Kelley Blue Book, you can get a sense of the value ahead of time so you know if you're receiving a good offer. Now, what is a good offer? It goes back to the same thing I talked to you about in the earlier segment on houses. What a willing buyer is willing to pay a willing seller. There is no free lunch. So if you go into dealership one and they offer you $5,000 for your car and dealership two offers you $4,000 for your car, that $1,000 is being made up somewhere. So don't get bugged in like that. Interesting information right there. So just be real careful. Joe's a great friend of mine. He's going to put a comment on here. TrueCar will let you build a car that isn't built by the manufacturer in your area. Great information, Joe. Thanks. So when you're going and knowing your trade-in value, I had this happen to me probably 10 or 12 years ago. I had one of my wife's uncles was in the car business. And I had a car to trade in. I called him up and I said, "Uncle, what's this car worth?" And he told me exactly what it was worth. He had never seen the car. He didn't know how many miles were on the car. He knew based on the year, the make, the model. He said, "This is what you're going to get as a trade-in for it." These people that are in the car industry are smart individuals. They know what they're doing. They're not buying and selling cars because they're idiots. When it gets to the trade-in or the dealer, general manager, ownership, well, some of them maybe, but I don't know. Joe, you know that one better than me. But here's the issue. When they're spending the amount of money, they know what the cars are worth. They're looking at it just to see if there's some gross deficiency that might take away. That's why Kelley Blue Book can give you a range of pricing. So in my situation, when I went and found out, asked him what the car was worth, isn't it amazing that when I went to trade in the car, the exact price they said it was worth is what that he had told us it was worth is what they offered us. They didn't know each other. They never spoke to each other. What do the car dealers do? They know what Kelley Blue Book is telling you. They know the same things I'm sharing with you. So they're going, they do the same thing. They just realize that then they have to take off some money for whatever things that they do. They might do an inspection. They might put on new tires on every car, some of these different things that are there. Test drive potential purchases. You might even want to rent the car that you want to buy if it's something that's not, if it's something new to you. I'm looking at a convertible, right? So I've rented several convertibles over the last 6 months to see, do I really like it? Do I really want one? I've never had a convertible before. See, that's the whole idea. So look at car histories before selecting dealerships to visit. Search for consumer reviews so you can avoid having a bad experience. Find repair records. In addition to checking the repair history on a specific car you're interested in, Auto Trader suggests looking up the repair record of the make and model. Check J.D. Power, Consumer Reports. Get an inspection. Very, very easy to do. If you know as little about cars as I do, I can sometimes turn them on. I did rent a car recently. I had to ask them how to turn the darn thing on because I couldn't figure that out. Know your rights. Understand that part of the process as well. Joe, I'm just sitting to Joe's comment. I can't sell you my car at wholesale and buy your trade in at retail. There has to be a win somewhere. Exactly. There's no free lunch. Joe's hitting it spot on, right? I mean, that's the way it works. So don't go in there thinking that they're going to give you retail value of your car and wholesale value of the new one. It just doesn't work that way. Know your rights. Simple stuff. If you want more information, if you want to meet a car dealer, car brokers, we have some of those that we work with and I trust. So give me a call at 800-306-1990. And remember, set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to John, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.